Morning. Baruch Shachianu, V'kinu V'gianu, L'azman Hazeh. It is a pleasure to be here this morning with all of you. This year is meant to teach Inyane Machshava, Yesodos in Machshava. I'm not quite sure how to translate Machshava. I assume that the easiest way to define it for our purposes is non-halachic Torah Shebal Peh. And as we'll see today, it is something which is very valuable to study in its own right. It's a chelek in Talmud Torah, and necessary, according to many Rishonim, for the proper fulfillment of a number of mitzvos. We'll also see, though this isn't the purpose, many people who have taken this year, this is the third year, have found that it's very helpful in teaching, in Rabbanus or Chinuch or the like. Over the past years, I've received many requests for the Makoros or to go over something, and this is the type of Chachma that I think many, many people in the broader community thirst for. And finally, another side benefit, I would say, and something that we will do somewhat in this year, is Begeder Dama Lahashiv. Be'ezras Hashem, whatever you decide to do, you'll receive many questions, and it's important to be able to answer those questions in a thorough and sophisticated manner based on the Makoros, in an honest way, but also in a way that one is able to answer. The way this year is going to work is that we're going to learn sugyos topically, as opposed to focusing on a particular sefer or a particular thinker. We will learn the sugya in many ways, I think, like you learn any sugya b'iyun. If you're learning the sugya of Melacha Shein Sficha L'Gufa, so you look at the various Mekoros and Gemaras throughout Shas and the Rishonim and the Achronim on that particular sugya, and that's what we're going to do as well. So today's topic, which we're going to begin with, is really an introducing the philosophy, it's called. And we're going to begin with a discussion of why we study these matters, and then turn to a general discussion about the role of philosophy. A little later on, I don't know if next year or subsequently, we'll have an introduction to Agada, which is also part of the introduction. This is a very big shir, Baruch Hashem, and I hope to get to know you. The structure of this shir, since we only have 1 hour a week, doesn't really allow for too much in-class getting to know each other, but don't ever hesitate to come to say hello, to see me in the Beis Medrash, to see me outside of the Beis Medrash, and I hope that too will be fruitful. So the first question that we're going to address is, why learn Machshava? So this is Ray, in Parshas Ekev, the first Makor, says the following. Does everyone have a Makoros book? Could you pass me a Makoros book? Oh, no, they're in the box. Okay. Shelo tomar lamadati halachos daily. Talmud lomar ki im shamor tishmeru nes kol hamitzvah hazos. Kol hamitzvah lemod medrash halachos v'agado. Since the pasuk says kol hamitzvah, that teaches me it's insufficient to define Talmud Torah narrowly in the sense of halacha. Rather, it includes medrash and agada and the like. This particular makor doesn't tell us why we should do it, but it's a pasuk that tells us that kol ha-mitzvah, we might have thought mitzvah just means halacha l'maisa, kol ha-mitzvah teaches me something broader. In Avos to Rabbi Nassan, it elaborates, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas Omer, kol mi sheyesh biyado medrash, ve'ein biyado halachos, lo ta'am, tam shel chachma. Kol mi sheyesh biyado halachos, ve'ein biyado medrash, lo ta'am, tam shel yiras chet. That halachos are something which focus on chachma, seemingly the intellectual component of Yadus, whereas Medrash or Agadah is something which inspires Yiras Chet. And what the Medrash is telling us here is that to be a well-rounded Jew, you have to have Torah Vira Shamayim, and thus Halacha is insufficient. One needs to study Agadah and Medrash as well. Huaya Omer, Kol Sheyesh Biyado Medrash Vein Biyado Halachos, Zagibor Ve'eno Mezuyan. Kol Sheyesh Biyado Halachos Vein Biyado Medrash, Chalash V'Zayin Biyado. Again, a similar analogy in terms of a person's gvura and weapons. Yesh Biyado Zavizeh, Gibor U'Mezuyan. So, this Makor indicates that Agadah relates to the emotional aspect of religion, while Halacha deals with the intellectual component. The next source informs us, however, that Agadah also relates and conveys wisdom, and specifically in that it teaches us about the Ribono Shel Olam. This phrase says, Dorshi Rishud Mos Omrim, Vitzoncha Shetakir Esmi She'amar V'Hayaha Olam, Lemod Haggadah, Shemitoch Kach, Atamakir Es HaKadosh Baruch Hu U'Medabek Bidrachav. If you want to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should study Haggadah. As we'll see shortly, there is a mitzvah of Yediyas Hashem. We'll try to define that mitzvah in a couple of minutes. But there is a mitzvah to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does one know HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So there's a phrase that says that's primarily through the study of Haggadah. Now, we see then that there's these two components. There's the emotional component, or perhaps the inspirational component, as well as the intellectual component or the philosophical component. And it goes without saying that these two components are not independent points, but they merge together. It's not a bifurcated religion in which the intellectual realm and the emotional realm are separated, but together, that is how a person achieves shleimus. And the Rambam in Perek Yud of Hilchos Tshuva stresses that point. Davar yadu ovar ushein avas hakadosh baruch hu nikshares belibo shel adam ad sheyishke batamid karaui v'yazev kol ma sheba'olam chutz mimenu kemo shetziva v'amar b'chol vavcha v'chol nafshecha eila b'deya sheyeda ehu ve'al pi hadeya al pi ha'ava im'at me'at v'imharbe harbe lefikach tzarcha adam liyached atzmo lahavin ulahaskil b'chachmos usivunos hamodiyin lo eskono kifikach sheyesh ba'adam lahavin ulahasig kemo shebiyarno b'chol sisodi ha'Torah. Says the Rambam that ahava is dependent upon yediyah, that these two ideas that we saw in the Medrash are really linked. Kafi hayediyah kein yiyah ha'ava. And therefore, studying the mekoros that allow us to have yediyas Hashem, those very same mekoros will be the basis of avas Hashem. The Rambam here refers to his comments in Hilchos Yisod HaTorah. There he says, Ha'echi aderech la'avaso v'yiraso b'shashi zbonin ha'adam b'masav uvurav ha'niflaim ha'gdolim v'yira mehem chachmaso shein la erech v'lokates miyad hu ohev u'mishabeach u'mifar u'misave tava gdola leida Hashem ha'gadol k'mo she'amar David tzama nafshi l'alokim l'kel chai. That the way to achieve avas Hashem and Yerushamayim, here the Rambam focuses on contemplating the Bruim, studying the universe. This may include science, seeing within the world, the universe, God's eternal wisdom. And this causes a person to love and fear Him. Miyad hu oev u'mishabeach. Now, when you read the Rambam, you get the impression that it's easy and automatic. You look in a telescope, you see the incredible scars, and then boom, miyad, hu oev, u'mishaveach, u'mefer, u'misaveh taiva gdola. I think probably most of us know that this is a big avoda, It's not something that, at least for most people, happens so spontaneously and automatically and the like. But nevertheless, the Rambam clearly feels that studying these matters, including science actually, is something that brings a Kaddish Baruch Hu, brings a person close to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And he continues, Uk Shemachashe Vidvar Ma'ilu Atzman, Miyad Hu Nirta Lachora, Viyira Biyithached, Viyeda Shubirik Tanash Fela Fela, Omid Bidas Kala, Miuta Lefne Tamim Deos. Kamosha Amar David, Kiar Esh Amecha Ma'enosh Kisis Kirano. Lufiad Varm Ha'ilu Ani Mevayar, Klalam Gedolim Imaisa Ribon Ha'olamim, Kadeshi Ye, Pesach Lemevin Lehov Es Hashem. Kimosha Amru Chachamim Beinyan Ava Shemitoch Kachat Hamakir Smishamar Hayolam. That's why he says he includes these matters, including again scientific matters in Mishneh Torah. Mishneh Torah is a work of halacha, and the answer is because this has a role within halacha. There's a halacha that we have to love and fear Kadosh Baruch Hu, and this is a chelak in them. And in Perk Dalet he concludes Bizman Shadim Isbonim Bedvarim Elu Makir Es Umakir Kol Habruim. Mimalach the Galgal the Adam Kyote Bo, the Yirach Achmaso Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu B'chol Yitzurim B'chol Abruim Mosif Ahava L'Makom. The Rambam tells you that it can't just be the abstract intellectual pursuit. It has to be something in which, when you study these matters, you study them in such a way that it awakens within you this love. That you have to not just look, but you have to see Chachmas HaKadosh Baruch Hu She'en La Erech V'lo Keitz. And to the extent that a person does see that, so then he's Mosif Ava L'Makom. V'timtza Nafsho, V'yikame B'sar Lehov HaMakom Baruch Hu, V'yira V'yifachad, Mishifluso V'daluso V'kaluso, Kishiyaroch Atzmo, Lechad Mehagufos HaKadosh Magdolim. V'chol shekein lachad miyatzuris ha-tahoros ha-nifrados min ha-glamim shelo nischabru begolem. Klal, meaning to say something that's totally non-physical, that is especially inspirational and powerful. Avimatze atzmo shu keklima libusho chlima rik v'chaser. A lot of times we think of those terms as klima libusho chlima in the context of tshuva, and they certainly belong there as well. The Rambam adds an additional dimension, which is when you feel that you're so small compared to the Chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and even the greatness of other creations, that too fills a person with a feeling of shame and promotes Yira. So the Rambam basically writes that the study of physics and metaphysics, metaphysics meaning beyond physics, something which addresses the ultimate questions, are things that ignite within a person love of the Ribono Shel Olam. When we say metaphysics, the Rambam understands this as the science of God, Chachma Lukus. And as we see here clearly, we're not discussing a dispassionate academic discipline. The study of science and philosophy is the basis of one's emotional relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam. Presumably, if studying science or philosophy doesn't produce that goal, so then it would not be a kiyum of mitzvah of Avas Hashem and Yerushalayim. We should also point out that the study of science, or natural sciences, doesn't just mean science, I think, that one might find studied in the college. If that were the case, there would be no reason that has to be hidden. The Rambam writes, actually, we'll see it in a moment, that when the Gemara refers to Maisa Bereishis and Maisa Merkava, so Maisa Bereishis refers to science and Maisa Merkava refers to the science of God, refers to metaphysics. If all Maisa Bereishis meant was science, so then why would it have to be hidden? And we know it has to be hidden. That's what the Gemara in Chagiga has very specific rules and context under which one could study these matters and teach these matters. And the answer, I believe, is that it's not just science in its own right, but it's the way science insofar as the way in which the Ribono Shel Olam relates to the universe. And that's something, whenever we're considering HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is part of this mitzvah, so there's a danger, and it has to be within certain gedarim, which we'll discuss shortly. Likewise, at the end of Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam famously says, what does it mean to be oiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of Ava, means to be osis emes mipnei shehu emes, to do what's true because it's true, to do what's right because it's right. And if that's the case, then it's very important to study machshava. If Avas Hashem is to do what's true because it's true, so we have to study and figure out what is true. So to summarize what we've seen so far, we've seen that learning machshava is valuable insofar as it's motivational and inspirational. It's valuable insofar as it brings a person to the knowledge of the truth and an understanding of the Ribono Shel Olam. And of course, these two functions support each other and build off each other. And I think that's why most agados don't overtly deal with Yirah Shamayim. When you look at the Medrash, or the Medrash Agadah, and the Parsha, for example, so there are certainly many Mamarim that deal with Yirah Shamayim, but many don't. And when you look at Svarim, that are Sifrei Machshava, many of them don't overtly deal with Yirah Shamayim, but yet their purpose is to build Yirah Shamayim. It's very interesting. If you look at the Hakdama to Nefesh HaChaim, which was written by Reb Yitzchak Volozhiner, the son of Reb Chaim, so he writes that his father urged him to publish the work very quickly, and he writes that he didn't actually work so quickly, and he thought that's why certain things happened. And he writes, why was it so important to get the work out quickly? She yiskablu divrei bekuntres halalu lahashrish yiras Hashem v'torah v'avoda zaka b'lev yishrei lev hamevakshim darkei Hashem eila dvarim asher diberli. Reb Chaim Volozhiner said that the purpose of this kuntres of Sefer Nefesh HaChaim is lahashrish yiras Hashem. Now, Nefesh HaChaim is a largely Kabbalistic work, which does not primarily deal with Yirah Shamayim directly and overtly, but nevertheless, Reb Chaim said that the purpose of the work is Lahashrish Yirah Shamayim. It's what we would call a Musar Sefer. And the Yesod is, as we're saying, that these Mekoros, the Limud Machshava, is something that's Mashrish Yirah Shamayim, even though it doesn't always directly and overtly discuss Yirah Shamayim. Yes? I don't know if, in terms of science, so part of the issue is that, first of all, as we'll see, the Rambam Shita in what Maisa Bereishis and Maisa Merkava is not universal. It's probably the minority position, and we'll get there shortly. So that's one component. The second component is, as we said before, that if it's not working, if it doesn't produce Yirah Shamayim and Avas Hashem, then presumably it wouldn't be a kiyum in those mitzvos. In terms of Kabbalah, which you raised, so we'll have a chance towards the end of today's shiur to discuss Kabbalah. However, what people who learns Kabbalah is not always something that you would know. It's not always something that a person advertises every night from 12 to 1. I have a chavrusa with a magid, and I learn Kabbalah. These are things that are supposed to be remain hidden, done in the appropriate context. And again, Be'ezras Hashem, today, the end of today's shiur, we'll discuss what exactly that context is and what exactly the role of Kabbalah is. It's a good question. Let's read a little more in the Rambam, and you can tell me what you think. It's a very good question. Another reflection of this idea that we're saying, how understanding and knowing certain things changes a person's attitude simply by knowledge, can be seen both in the first lines of Mesilas Yesharim, as well as the first line of Rambam's Mishneh Torah. If you take a look, the famous lines, we all know them from the beginning of Mesilas Yesharim, Yisod HaChasidus V'Shoresh Avoda Tmima, Hu She'Yisbarer V'Yis'Ameis Eitzel Ha'adam Macho Vaso Be'Olamo, V'Lama Tzarech She'Yasim Mabato U'Magam Aso B'Chol Asher Hu Amel Kol Yumei Chayav. V'Hinei Ma She'Horeinu Horunu Chachamenu Zechonu Levracha Hu She'Adam Lo Nivra Elo L'Saneg Al Hashem U'Lehanus Meziv Shechinaso Zehu Atainug Ha'amiti V'Ha'idun Ha'gadol Mikol Ha'idunim She'Yicholim Lihimate. The Ramchal begins with the idea that what is the Yisod HaChasidus V'Shor Shavoda? To know a certain yidia, to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world so that a person could be Mis'aneg al Hashem, and the Makom HaTainug is Olam Haba, and this world is a Makom of Avoda, and the like. And perhaps another time we'll have a chance to discuss exactly what that means. But the point that I want to bring out today is that the Ramchal is saying that knowing this, Yisbayar v'yis'ameis eitzel hadam, knowing this is Yisod HaChasidus v'shorash avoda hatmima. In other words, this idea, what we would call an idea in machshava, knowing the purpose of the world, knowing the goal of the world, this is something which is the Yisod HaChasidus v'shorash avoda. So we see here how important knowing these things is. It's not just enough to learn halacha and gemara in the classical sense. And the Rambam starts his work with basically the very same idea. Yesodos v'amud hachachmos leida sheyesha matzui rishon v'umamtzi kol nimtza v'chol hanimtzoi mishamayim v'aretz u'ma shebeinehem lo nimtzu ela me'amitas himatzo. The Rambam begins, and we'll have a chance, Bezus Hashem, in a later shir to study in depth the first chapter of Yisodi HaTorah. But the Rambam writes that, again, the Yisod HaYisodos V'Amud HaChachma is Leida, is to know something. In this case, it's to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists, he's the only necessary existent, all other existences depend upon his existence, and the like. So, simply knowing these things is Yisod HaYisodos V'Amud HaChachmos. And, therefore, it behooves us to study these matters. The Rav added another fascinating reason as to why studying Machshava is so important, and this is a letter which is reprinted in the book Community, Covenant, and Commitment, and it's very fascinating because the Rav, many years before this class was instituted, made a number of recommendations as to how the smicha program and why you should be changed. You could take a look at it. It's quite fascinating. You could compare what he suggested with the reality. But anyhow, even though this is only the third year where there was such a machshava or philosophy requirement, the Rav wrote that he believes it's hardly necessary to state that philosophical training for the rabbi is of paramount importance. I do not deny the historical fact that Judaism has, we're on page 4 of the Makor Rashit, the second paragraph, has bent more on the formulation of objective rules and of conduct. There's no doubt that the typical smicha program certainly focused more on halacha than it did philosophy. However, Judaism has never been satisfied with an implicit philosophy and metaphysics, not feeling the need for outward expression as to the ultimate goal and mysterious origin of our great transcendental experience. And the Rav continues, and he boldly claims that had the Second Commonwealth Judaism formulated its great moralistic doctrines in a philosophical vernacular, then Christianity never would have been able to boast throughout the ages that it had discovered new ethical horizons. And the Rav implies something which is quite important. A lot of times we will see, when you learn Sifrei Machshava, that the Svarim are responding to the crises of the time. When we see the Rishonim, for example, so they spend a lot of time discussing Briya Yesh Me'ayin, and responding to the claims that matter is eternal, that the universe is eternal, essentially Aristotle's theory. You see this in the Rambam, the Ramban, and virtually all the Rishonim. That was almost like the dogma of that era, just as evolution is the dogma of today's era. Just like nowadays, if one is outside of yeshiva, the notion of evolution is almost taken for granted. It's not even something that's up for discussion. Anyone who denies it is some type of bombastic barbarian who's from the Dark Ages or the South or something like that. And that was the dogma. And therefore, the Rishonim responded and taught and showed how the Torah believes in Bria Yesh Meayin and how it would respond to those specific claims. And likewise, the Kari Emunah. We'll have a chance, Be'ezus Hashem, to study them, but there's no doubt that to some extent, Rambam's formulation was a response to his environment in which people were denying or questioning these things. And what the Rav writes is that when we are always forced to respond to the challenges, so we're one step behind. If we are one step ahead, so then our arguments will be much more powerful. Had Klal Yisrael, for example, formulated the notion of Nitzchios HaTorah, the idea, for example, that the Torah is eternal, it's unchanging and the like, then religions like Christianity, which are based off of a rejection of that notion, would have very little foothold. But instead, very frequently, our responses come after the fact and not beforehand. And therefore, the Rav wrote that studying Machshava and studying philosophy is something that's so important, A, so that we know how to respond, but B, so that we could preempt the question. Now, I'll just parenthetically point out something which I think is very important to realize. A lot of times people think that if we say or we see that certain things are a response to the challenge of the time, so in that sense they are somehow less valid. I don't think that's true. I think the opposite is the case. That's a reflection of Nitzchias HaTorah, how the Torah has an answer to and relates to the issues of every single generation. But nevertheless, what the Rav here is saying is that being able to formulate these arguments and understand them is something that A, is necessary to respond, and B, often preempts the problem. So now we're going to turn to, I think, the mitzvah, which when you look at the Sifrei Machshava, is the mitzvah which they see as the Iker mitzvah, and that is the mitzvah of Yediyas Hashem, the mitzvah of knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, what is the mitzvah of Yediyas Hashem? It's not necessarily one of the Taryag mitzvos. However, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, Perek Dalet, that knowledge of these fundamental principles is necessary and mandated by five mitzvos. The mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Lo Yiyah, Shema Yisrael, Avas Hashem, and Yerushamayim, as we've seen. And there are many, many psukim throughout Tanakh that inform us of the importance of knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just to quote the psukim that are mentioned by the Chovos HaLevavos from Shar HaYichud, Perek Gimel, V'yadata hayom v'ashevos HaLevavecha, ki Hashem hu Elokim b'shamayim mima'al ve'al haaretz mitachas ein od. This is a mitzvah, this is a pasuk telling us you have to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David HaMelech said, V'ata Shlomo b'ni, da es Elokei avicha. You have to know Hashem. De'u ki Hashem hu ha'elokim. Az gevehu ki yada shemi. Ki im bezos yishalel ha'mishalal haskel v'yado osi. So these are five psukim, many more could be quoted, that all tell us that we have to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, what does it mean to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's a very, very strange concept. I could know my friend because I could see him and talk to him, but how do I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So to be sure, different thinkers understand that this mitzvah could be fulfilled in different ways. So, for example, Rabbeinu Bachya ibn Pakuda in Chovos HaLevavos argues that these psukim argue for the imperative of the need to philosophically prove the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he does this in the Shahar Yichud and the Shahar HaBechina, where he goes ahead and says that it is insufficient to just believe based off of faith and tradition alone, but that at least ideally one has to prove the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Others understand these psukim as telling us that we have to try to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the study of mysticism and Kabbalah, like you said before. Others tell us that both of them are appropriate. Here's just an example from the Tshuvas HaRama, in your Makor Rav Sheet. Where is the Tshuvas HaRama? Oh, skipped. Okay, the Tshuvas HaRama is page 7. Avalo asru lomo divrei achachamim v'chakirasam b'mahusam atzias v'tviyasam ki adira b'al yidei zeh noda gdulaso shel yotze bereishis yisborach. The context of this tshuva is actually quite fascinating. The Rama here is responding to the Maharshal. You could see his comments in, I think, Simen Vav of the Rama. And the Maharshal, who was another Gadol Hador at the time, criticizes the Rama, who referred to Aristotle in his letter. He also criticizes Rama's poor grammar. Anyhow, the Rama responds, no, that it was not the Maharshal invokes certain Gedolei Rishonim who were opposed to philosophy, for example, the Rivash, and the Rama writes that these things, lo asru lo mo divrei chachamim v'chakirasam b'mahus ha-metzius v'tviyasam, ki adirabba, al yedei zeh, no dagdulaso shel yotze bereishis yisbarach, it's through the study of these matters that we know the godless of Hashem, v'hu peirush shiur koma, she'amru alav kol ha-yodea v'chulei. V'af kila mekubalim, Das Acheres Bezu, even though the Mekubalim have a different way of understanding these, in other words, like we said, they understand that these psukim don't refer to understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu through philosophy, but rather through mysticism. Eilu v'eilu divrei Elokim Chayim. Says the Rama, that both approaches are appropriate. Eilu v'eilu divrei Elokim Chayim. It's not one way or the other. It's not that a person's either a mystic or a rationalist. Both are possible. V'af ki chachmei umos ha'olam amru, kvar amru b'megillah, kol mi she'omer davar chachma af b'umos nikra chacham. And the Rama here alludes to a problem we'll return to later, which is that, how could that be? Much of philosophy comes from the chachmei umos ha'olam, and his response is, well, af heim nikraim chachma. So the Rama's approach is that both of these mahalchim are appropriate in terms of a kiyum of the mitzvah of Yediyas Hashem. And in fact, while there aren't too many thinkers who merge the two of them, the Rama does. If you learn Sefer Tarsa Olav, the Rama, which is a mystical, philosophical work that describes the Karban Olah, and he actually literally blends and merges Kabbalah with philosophy, that's not too common. You see it in other thinkers. Rav Kook is another thinker we'll see a little later who writes about how Eilu V'eilu Divrei Elokim Chayim. But even when you learn the standard Sifrei Kabbalah, you'll see the Nefesh HaChayim or the Tanya or the like quote Mor Nevuchim. It's not like they felt the very beginning of Nefesh HaChayim in the fourth parak of Tanya. Both quote Yesodos, philosophical Yesodos from the Rambam in their mystical worldview. And so what emerges, I believe, is that everybody agrees, virtually everybody agrees, that a very important component of Avodas Hashem and our Talmud Torah is going beyond halacha, as the Midrashim that we saw at the beginning indicate. Professor Isidore Tursky, Rabbi Meir Tursky's father, the way he put it, was that virtually all Gedolim throughout history believed in the importance of meta-halacha, meaning to say something that goes beyond halacha. For some Gedolim, it was philosophy. For other Gedolim, it was Kabbalah. For some, as we've seen, it was both. But virtually, everybody agreed that pursuing Metahalacha is something that was integral. In fact, when you look at some of the Makoros, you'll see that it might be the most important thing. The Ibn Ezra writes, you see it over here, I think that might be a typo. Shenirdefa ladas es Hashem ki sod kol hachachmos uva'avur ze levado nivra ha'adam. For that alone, namely to try to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was the purpose of the creation of man. Rak lo yuchal ladas es Hashem ad sheyilmedu chachmos harbe sheheim kimo sulam lalos elzos hamala halyona. It requires many prerequisites, but nevertheless, this is the purpose of creation. And this is probably what the Gemara in Bava Basra, Kuf Lamed Dalet, alludes to. Also over here, it's again, where are we, what page? Page 5. Amar Alav al Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shelo Hiniach Mikro Mishnah Gemara Halachos Vagados Dikduke Torah Vidikduke Sofrim, Kalin, v'chamurin, v'gzeiros shavos, v'tkufos, v'gematrios, u'mishalos, kovsim, u'mishalos shualim, sichas shedim, v'sichas tekalim, v'sichas malachi ashares. So essentially, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai knew absolutely everything. V'davar gadol, v'davar katan, including davar gadol and davar katan. So what does davar gadol and davar katan refer to? Says the Gemara, davar gadol is maisa merkava, v'davar katan is havayos dabai v'rava. Davar katan, the small matters, are what we would call shas, havayos tabai v'rava, and davar gadol is maisa merkava. So whatever maisa merkava is, you see that the Gemara considers it extraordinarily important. It's davar gadol compared to davar katan of havayos tabai v'rava. The Rama writes, actually, in Tarsa Ola, you have it over here, v'zui tachlis adam, studying these matters is the purpose of man. So, if Davar Gadol is Maisa Bereishis and Maisa Merkava, what we'd like to do now is try to figure out what exactly is meant by the Gemara. What does the Gemara mean by Maisa Bereishis and Maisa Merkava? Yes?
Doesn't the Nefesh Haim say that, the main thing is
Ayin? Yeah, Bez, we'll get there. And, it's an excellent point. We'll get there. And not everybody reads the Gemara Kapshuto, and we'll see examples of that. And certainly I think the Kabbalah that we've received in Yeshiva would be a reflection of that, as important as these things are. In that very same tshuva of the Rama, he writes the following. He says, and you criticized me for studying philosophy and studying Aristotle. So he says, first of all, I didn't study it in the original. I quoted Aristotle, but I know what Aristotle says because the Rambam quotes him. I studied it in the Marnevuchim. And therefore, I'm not in violation of the ban of the Rivash and the Rashba and the like. Second of all, he says that I promise you that I only studied these matters when other people weren't learning anyway. When they were Chol HaMoed or Shabbos afternoon and they were taking naps or going on Tiulim or the like, that's when I studied philosophy. The rest of my day I studied the Taras HaNigla, and that is important. Perhaps that's why it's good to have this Shir Friday morning, for better or for worse. Friday morning isn't Mesugal for Talmud Torah, though I don't know, maybe if you're leaving your regular Chavrusa to come to the Shir, you should leave. I won't be offended if anybody needs to walk out now. The Nefesh HaChaim's view, and I think the Rama, despite his insistence on the importance of studying these matters, makes this point as well. The standard yeshiva curriculum correctly focuses on Toras HaNigla, and it does so not just because that's the Hecha Timtza and a necessary prerequisite for studying these more esoteric matters, but because it is the Iker. And not sure if we'll get to it today. I hope to get back to, if not today, beginning of next year, how it's not the case that a person is only, the only way to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through the study of the esoteric aspects of Torah, whether it's mysticism or philosophy or the like, that it's through Havayos Abai V'Rava themselves that a person can understand Chachma Lokis. So it's a good point, and Bez Hashem will get back to it. So the Rambam writes here in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah what we mentioned before, namely Kol Advarim Ha'elu She'Dibarnu B'Inyan Zeh Kemar Medliheim. Most of Mishneh Torah is standard Talmud Torah, despite the first four chapters of the work. And in these first four chapters, it's just the tip of the iceberg, he says. Aval enam ka'omek inyan perek rishon v'sheini. Here he means to say that perek gimel and dalet are more discussed the natural science, whereas perek aleph and beis are the divine science. And then he tells us that perek gimel and dalet are maisa bereishis, whereas perek aleph and beis are maisa merkava. Here he writes what I told you before, that in Yane Arba Prakim Elu, the first four chapters of Yisodei HaTorah are necessary for the fulfillment of five mitzvos, Anochi, Shema, Avas Hashem, Yir Shemayim, and Lo Yiyah. It is interesting if these four chapters is necessary for the Kiyum of five of the most important mitzvos, that they're the least studied chapters in Rambam's Mishneh Torah. And then he continues, Vani Omer. This might be part of the reason why they're so frequently not studied. Shein ra'ui lehitayel bepardes, ela mish nismali kriso basar v'yayin. So these matters are what Chachamim refer to as teal bepardes. And one should only pursue these matters when one has filled their stomachs with bread and meat. What is bread and meat? The lechem ubasar zeh huleda biur ha'iser v'hamuter ukiyote bahen mishar ha'mitzvos. To know that which is mutter and aser, Rambam writes the same thing in his Hakdama to Mor Nevuchim. Now, it's not so clear what he means by this. Does lechem ubasar mean shasu poskim? In which case he's saying that the only time one should study these matters is once one has mastered Shasu Poskim, or does it mean you have to know the basics of what's Aser and what's Mutter, but it doesn't mean mastery of all of Shas. And later on today or next time, Bezus Hashem, we'll see that indeed this is a matter that has been debated by Poskim, and we'll see certain views. And then the Rambam continues, V'afal pishadvarim elu davar katan karu osam, even though maise havayus dabai v'rava are davar katan, shereyamu chachamim davar gadol maise markava davar katan habaya dabai v'rava, afal pichein ru'uyin hein lakdiman, you have to study shas, davar asar v'davar mutter, or havayus dabai v'rava, prior to studying maise markava. Why? Shein miyashvin da'ato shel adam tchila. You'll see many times, certainly, that you'll encounter people that are supposedly experts in mysticism or experts in Jewish philosophy or the like, and a lot of times you'll find that much of what they say is very much ungrounded, assuming it's not heretical, but it's very fluffy and not rigorous. And a lot of times that happens because they didn't follow what Chazal told us and what the Rambam's saying here, which is that learning Shasu Poskim, Be'iyun, Basmada, is something that grounds a person and prepares them and ensures that when they study these later things, they're not just these fluffy ideas that aren't rigorous and serious and grounded and the like. Va'od, moreover, Shasu Poskim is important. Shehein Hatova Gdola Sheshbiya Kadosh Baruch Hu Yishuv Ha'olam Hazeh Kedei Linchol Chaye Ha'olam Haba. Ve'efshar Sheyedem Hakol. A third reason is that it's possible for everyone to know these things. In other words, Gadol V'Kasha Katan Ish V'Isha Ba'alev Rachav U'Ba'alev Katzar. When it comes to matters of Maisa Bereshis and Maisa Merkava, that's not something that is appropriate for everybody, the Rambam's writing, but Havayos Abai V'Rava is something that everyone could and must study. So, I'm sorry? That's a good question. Depends what he means by Leid Ha'Isser V'Amutter. Yeah.
Does the Rambam include in this the Parak Beis of Hilchos Yisurot Torah? Because you're referring to the first four problems also where he talks about what we said before, like the science.
Yeah. Parak Aleph and Beis, he says, is Maisa Merkava. Parak Gimel and Dalet is Maisa Bereshis.
So included in that is like regular, he means like regular science too?
Yeah. Now, again, what I think he means is not just science for the sake of science. It's seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria.
So that type of thing should be held up until...
Oh, yeah. So I think you're referring to Gimel and Dalet, but yeah. So that's one of the things that I mentioned. Again, Maisa Bereshis and Maisa Merkava have different levels, first of all. There are different requirements for Maisa Bereshis and Maisa Merkava. And second of all, I think that's what I was saying before, that it's more than just science, and that's why it has these certain types of prerequisites. In other words, it's not just science qua science, but it's seeing the Ribbono Shel Olam. And whenever you're studying a Kadosh Baruch Hu, even if it's through science, there's a danger there, and it requires certain prerequisites. Yeah?
What do you with the approach of most, like, Kiruv, whatever you call that, they don't start with Chafetz Bishul and tell you why Shabbos is important. They usually go entirely.
So, maybe that's right, maybe that's wrong. Not everybody in Kiruv agrees with that Mahalich, but even if it's correct, that's just because we need to chap certain people. In other words, if a person is sadly estranged from halacha, so starting off with Hilchos Bishul is not necessarily going to turn them on and be very attractive. So we need a hook. And if studying these types of things works, so then by all means. But in the ideal educational system, the Rambam writes, that you have to do a Hayos Dabai V'Rava prior to Maisa Merkava. Yes?
So the mitzvah to Leodai at Hashem, is that, for instance, like, I don't understand, because if we're doing it for Emet,
mm-hmm.
then also in Rambam himself in Maisa Merkava, Maisa Bereshi, not Maisa Merkava, that scientifically we know today that that's not true. So therefore, did he know Hashem? Is that Talui on the Emet, or is that Talui on making an attempt?
Chas v'shalom. Vada he knew the MS.
No, but I'm saying
I understand what you're saying. What it is seeing the Ribbono Shel Olam in the universe. And you see the Ribbono Shel Olam by seeing the incredible Chachma in the universe. And the Rambam, more than anybody I know today, saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu within the Chachma in the universe. He saw the Chachma, he perceived the Chachma in the universe, and that brought him to a love and a fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's MS. And the fact that nowadays we might have a different perspective as to how certain things work doesn't take away from the Rambam's accomplishment. The avoda is to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to come to the MS. And certainly also there's a reasonable distinction in this matter between science and philosophy. In other words, if a person has a incorrect perspective of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let's say, for example, they imagine, Rahman al-Tzan, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a guf, so that is a very, very different type of error than someone who thinks that the world is flat, for obvious reasons.
That's the second question?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Also, for instance, we said that that you said that we have to, with certain Gedarim, according to the Rambam, that's a scientific study. But in reality, if we're studying for Emet, then if there's Gedarim, then it's circular reasoning, because it's Emet based on something that's we claim to be Emet, so therefore it's continuously
there's
circular.
The Gedarim don't in any way take away from the Emet.
If we're arguing for evolution, then like, in reality, even the Rambam, I saw in somewhere, I'm 100% it says in Morning Bukhin, that if we had to fit steady state theory, Aristotle's theory, then we fit it in Torah.
We'll get there. That passage in the Rambam is in your packets, and Bezer Hashem will try to figure out what he means. But no, there's no, we don't sacrifice in the MS at all, but saying that there should be certain prerequisites doesn't take away MS. In every discipline, there are prerequisites. If a person decides before they know basic physics that they're going to study relativity and the works of Einstein, then they won't get anywhere. And if they think they understand it, they won't. You have to build yourself up. You have to, and even in a certain sense, if you're going to have certain inaccuracies, there's a reason why people study Newtonian physics before they study relativity, because you have to build yourself up.
So therefore it wouldn't be a problem, it wouldn't be a problem, for instance, to say, okay, I believe in Hashem, okay, so now let me figure out whether evolution is true or not, because a basic fundamental belief is, I believe in Hashem, and then
that's true.
Evolution or whatever science, but it's not like, so that
we view everything from the lens of Torah and MS
and
all
that.
We'll see.
Being that the reality today is such that the majority or a big chunk of Kiruv is based on, as you said, philosophical arguments or Shava or whatever it is. So, granted that we are all high in being Karev and being Kiddush Hashem, so with the process that the Rambam poses, is it possible that that has changed in a certain way today, to the extent that we should be learning a little bit more about Shava earlier on, or philosophical thoughts?
It's a fair ha'ara. I think that we have to keep a couple of things in mind. First of all, you don't have to deal with extremes, meaning to say that one builds themselves up in the study of Machshava just as they do in any discipline, and certainly within Talmud Torah. It's not all or nothing. That's number one. Number two is that, generally speaking, we have a chiyuv to teach, and we have a chiyuv to be makariv, absolutely. But one has to make sure that they first fill themselves up, and then through the shefa from their own overflow, are able to expand and yafutu mayanecha chutza. And just like we wouldn't necessarily say, well, since within the world there's such a dearth of Talmud Torah, we better end our Torah study prematurely so that we could teach others, because if we do that, then we won't succeed in teaching others. I think the same thing holds true with respect to studying Machshava and the like. So one should be careful before we're throwing the Rambam out the window. The Rambam also lived at a time that needed a lot of kiruv in these respects. The whole Sefer Mor Nevuchim is a response, is a letter, a series of letters to a Talmud of his, who basically was struggling because he saw that Torah and philosophy contradicted each other. And the purpose of the Mor Nevuchim is to show that they don't. But if the Rambam had had quit learning and started doing Kiruv a little too early, then we would be missing a great deal. So of course there's a balance and there's a danger, and there's also an individual component. It's pashut that not everybody should pursue the same educational track. Within Talmud Torah, we know the Gemara says, and it's Paskin and Shulchan Aruch actually twice, Chayv Adam Lomod Masha Libo Chafetz. And that's certainly true with respect to Machshava. For some people, studying Machshava is going to be a major chunk of their Talmud Torah, and for others it'll be much less. And likewise, in terms of that balance of when we start and at what point we start and what we study, I think there's certainly, it is the case that there's not one model that's correct for everybody. We're virtually out of time, but we'll see one last makor, and we'll begin with this next time, Bezras Hashem. We saw the Rambam writes that Maisa Bereishis and Maisa Merkava is natural science and the divine science, and this idea is essentially quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Yoredei Siman Reish Mem Vav by the Rama, and the Gra writes about this, who, meaning the Rama's statement, is Medivrei HaRambam, Umefarishazahu Arba Shenichnasu LaPardes, meaning to say Pardes is a reflection of studying science and philosophy. Lekach ne'enshu shayichulam rakim b'shanim chutz me'Rabbi Akiva. Aval, the Gra says, lo ra'u es ha-pardes lo hu, meaning neither the Rama, the lo ha-Rambam. So we're starting, we have to stop, unfortunately, with a bit of controversy. But cliffhangers are good. Maybe you'll come back next time. And we'll see. As you see from this Gra, the Rambam's view is not universal. In many ways, I don't think we would say he's a das yachid, but he is a minority position. And we'll talk more about the other approaches to this question next time, Bezras Hashem. I think that probably won't see you in Shir till next year. So I want to wish everyone a ksivach sima tova, good gevenstiar. And I look forward to a productive year, Be'ezras Hashem, with you. I just two other points. Sorry. First of all, Be'ezras Hashem, probably we will have some type of bechina at the end of the semester, and I'll tell you more about that as time comes. It's nothing that you have to worry too much about. Paying attention and taking notes is certainly not a bad idea, but. I will also, Be'ezras Hashem, put these shiurim online, so if for whatever reason you miss something, you could catch up, or if you want a chazer. And finally, there's a Reitz first-year orientation with Rabbi Turk. Right now, with breakfast and class at 10:15 in First Hall, room 501, which I think most of you are invited to, or supposed to go to, at present. Have a good Shabbos and a ksivah shema tova.